so explicit in the Primigodim is not 100% sure, but it's the Pashtus Haloshon of the Ramban is that Midraisim, it's Kavur. So the Primigodim says that that's the Machlekes between Teisves and the Ramban, you see. In other words, Teisves agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Nishim Shemigunet, that it doesn't make any difference whether you have a Taruves of Chtiches or you have a Taruves of Chnuyes. True, Taruves of Chnuyes, so it's the Yisar, the Nevele, and the Shchuto in different places, different buildings. It doesn't matter, according to Rabbi Nishim Shemigunet. Taruves is Taruves. It doesn't make any difference whether it's in the same Mokeim or in different Mokeimis. So Mimele Teisve says that here we apply the aloha of Kol Diporish, because even though each woman that's different Mokeimis, each woman that's different Mokeimis, so it's like stores. It's a mix-up of stores. So according to Teisve, so we apply the aloha of Kol Diporish, Merube Porish, and it's not Kavua, because it's not Nika Mokeimis. So then, but the Ramban, he agrees with the Shita of the Poskim, the Taruvis of Chnuyes, so that there is no Taruvis. Taruvis of Chnuyes, there is no Taruvis. Why? Because it's in different Mekemes. So each woman with relative to another woman, so it's in different Mekemes. It's not like a number of chtiches in one basket. So that's the machlekes, but that's not the machlekes at all. I mean, it's not that the pshat in the poskim, the taruves of chnuyes is kavua. So it's not because there is no aloha of bittel in different mekemes. Bittel is only shayach and it's one mokel. I mean, there come of kamo rayis negedet. So there is no such it. But why? So Mimele the Ramban can also agree with the Shite or the Shite of Rav Meshim Shemikinen. As a matter of fact, we don't have a single Rishon who explicitly says the contrary of Rav Meshim Shemikinen. Of course, according to the Bach and the Prishe, so there are a number of Rishonim who say. But according to the Prichodosh, there isn't a single Rishon who says that there is a distinction between Taruves of Chtiches and Taruves of Chnuyes. Why should there be Taruves? So, and anyway, so those poskim who do say that there is a distinction, so the Bach, let's say, and the Prishe, so it's not because it's in different Mekemes, but because the definition of Kavua is Nika Mekeme. So they hold Nika Mekeme doesn't depend as to whether Bimtzias we are Makia. But and it depends on the question as to whether a reasonable person is able to distinguish. And if a reasonable person should distinguish, but he doesn't, so it's still considered Nikam Kei. That's the pshat of the poskim who say that Taruvis of Chniyeh is, so is Kimechtz al Mechtz, because it's considered Nikam Kei. But what's the pshat? And the Ramban does not have to agree with that cheating. But what's the pshat in the Ramban? So it seems that the Ramban shita is something else entirely. I mean, but this is not in accordance with what the Primer Kodim says. Now, I mentioned some time ago that even though there are a number of Rishonim who mentioned that klal, Teisves mentions that cloud, that kavua midraise is only when it's nikar isam kemei, but when there is a taruves, it's not nikar isam kemei, then it's not kavua midraise. But the Gemara never says that. The Gemara in Zvochim, so that if we chatos shetomus was nisarvo with elef behemes chatois, so then yomusu kulon, so the Gemara has the kashe v'levatle berube, so the Gemara says balachaim lechshive, then the Gemara has the kashe v'nir b'shenenayde, so then the Gemara says gzeira shem yikach nekavua. So Teisves explains it on the basis why is gzeira shem yikach nekavua. In other words, that the vachoshel that is not bottle is considered Kavua mid rabbon. That's how it is explained. But the Gemara doesn't say. Now it seems that the Rashba is chelik on the whole thing. For Rashba. In Chum. In Gida Moshe. The Rashba in Chukhidush Rashba and Chum, Daf and Pergil Anoshe, Daf Tzadikei, Uvinim Tzor Holach Acharo. So the Rashba is the Kashe. Vim Teima, Vichivn Di Yisar Amurev Beheter, Amrinom Beikovua, Heiche Mishkachas Yisar Boto Birov, Do Yisar Kovua Hu, Uchim Mechza O Mechza Dome. So yes, the Kashe. Since Yisar Amurev Beheter, we say kolkua. So how can there be bittle bro? Kolkua ke mechzal mechz. Yeshle. Now, what would be according to Teisves? What would be the teretz on it? Kolkua is only when the isar is nikam in kemei. Isar nikam in kemei. That's teisha chanui is mechim b'sar shchuto. One chanus mecheres b'sar nevelo. But when you have taruves, so that means it's not nikam in kemei. So it's not kolkua. So that's why you have rov. But by Chetichor will is Chabit, so the Chachomim or Misake, it should have a din of Kavua, same with Name, so it's not Bottle Rov. But Chetichor Sheni will is Chabit, where it is Bottle Rov, so it's not Nikam and Kamei, so it's not Kavua. So that's why there is Bittle. This is the terrace that Teisves would give. So if the Rashba would agree to the Shit of Teisves, that Kavua Midraise is only when it's Nikam and Kamei, so the Rashba would give this terrace. But the Rashba doesn't give this terrace. The Rashba gives a different terrace. Yeish Leimah. Now the kasha was given the Yisar Amurev Beheter Amrinam Bekavua Heichem Ishkachas Yisar Botel Berov Do Yisar Kavua Uchemechtzal Mechtodomo Yeshleim Adle Amrinam Hochel Be Yisar Choshuv Sheini Botel Ki Yesheyo Shehu Choshuv Veini Botel Viname Balechayim De Lichshive De Lichshive Vole Batle Viname Bechticho Roi Lischa Beit Avo Bechol Yisar Botel Le Amrinam Kavua Do Botel The Botel. Now there are many who assume, I say that there are many, I don't know, I mean, I'm not saying that any one of the Achenim, I didn't see it in any one of the Achenim, they should say. But those who write, you know, sworn today, including the Encyclopedia Talmudis, so they all assume that according to the Rashba, and I mentioned that this is not so, but they all assume that according to the Rashba, so the bittul of Yovish B'Yovish, that is Bottle B'Rov, of Isa Nepach Leheter, the Isa Nepach Leheter, so is based upon the Biro of Kol Diporish. Biro of Porish, according to the Rosh, so the Bittle of Yovish B'Yovish B'Rov is not based upon the Biro of Rov, but it's like Larbalach. So I pointed out many times that it is not so, because first of all the Taz says, and there are many Rayas that the Taz is right, that the Taz is made, that the Rashi, why do they all say that? Because of the machlekel between the Rashi and the Rosh, as to whether, but when one chticha of Nevela is Nisari, if Yovish B'Yovish, if two chtichas of Shchuto, so the Rashi says one is not allowed to eat all the three chtichas of Masachas, and the Rosh says you are allowed. So that's the way they explain, including the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Because the Rashi holds that there is the din of Biru, that the beetle of Yovish B'Yovish is based upon the Biru. So Nevela, you cannot say vis-a-vis all the three chtichas b'basachas there is a biru of Kol Diporish. So memele, you're not allowed to eat all the three chtichas b'basachas. The Rosh it is that it's not based upon the biru of Kol Diporish. It's the same kind of bitul of Isa Nepach Leheter as Lar B'Lach. So memele, you can eat all the three chtichas together. But we saw that it's not so simple. But because first of all we saw that according to the Rosh, so if one chticha of nevele was nisari if yovish b'yovish two chtichas of shchuto, so then it's mitami b'mase, and it's mashma from Loshon of Rosh Midrash, it's mitamu yunase, not like Teisus in Pchiras Daf Chof Gimel that only midrabanon. So we see, so we explain that why is it mitamu bimase midrash? The answer is when one carries the three chatiches, so he carries it to one maise, not as achile. So even if he eats the three chatiches bibasachas, but there is a separate maise, but there is a separate achille on this chatiche, and a separate achille on that chatiche, and a separate achille on the third chatiche. But all the achilles happen to take place with basachas, the same moment. So mele there is bitl. Mashein came vis-a-vis mase, tumas mase, where through one mase, so there is no one bitl, because it's considered like nikaraisa. So, anyway, but it seems that it's just the other way around. That the Rajbo, even though the Rajbo says that one is not allowed to eat all the three chatiches basachas, so as the Taz says, that's only midrabanon. Midraise, he is allowed to eat all the three chatiches basachas. And the Rajbo probably will agree with Shitev Teisves in Pchiras Daf Chof Gimel that the aloche that one mandoma says that it's mitame bimase. So that's only midrabanon, but midraise it's not mitame b'mase. Even though you have in the basket that you carry the chatiche of nevela as well, so but since there is a din of bittel, so midraise it's isan epech lehet. So on the contrary, the Rashba shita is that midraise that the bittel of yovish b'yovish is the same thing of bitl like lav lach. It's not based upon the biro of rov. Not only it isn't based upon the biro of rov, but midraise, you can eat all the three tiches with basachas, and midraise, if you carry all the three tiches in one box with basachas, you don't become tome. Why? Because the nevela is nepach leheter. The nevela is nepach leheter. See, Isar is nepach leheter. But why does the Rashba say that you're not allowed to eat all the three chatiches mivasachas, that's only midrabanon. And it's not that midrabanon, it has to be based upon the beer of the Polish. If the Rashba Shita had been that midrabanon, the bitl of Yovish has to be based upon the beer of the Polish, so then he would not only say that you're not allowed to eat three chatiches mivasachas, he would say even two chatiches mivasachas you're not allowed to say. How come that he says only three chatiches mivasachas you're not allowed to eat, but two chatiches yes? If you eat two chatiches basachas, you cannot rely on the beer of Kol Polish, because it's two chances against one that he is eating the Nevele. So the answer is no, the sheet of the Rashba is that the din of bitl of Yovish is mamish like the din bitl of La Belach, of Isan Epech Leheter, and it doesn't have to be based upon any Berurim. Not only doesn't it have to be based upon any Berurim, but Midraise, even if we know that there is the Yisr, he's eating the Yisr, he's carrying the Yisr, so still it's Nepach Leheter. But Midrabonon, where it's a Vadai, that he's eating the Yisr the same moment, so Midrabonon it's considered like Nikar Yisr. Now there couldn't be any bitl when it's Nikar Yisr. So Memele, here it's not Mamesh Nikar Yisr. If it had been Nikar Yisr Mamesh, so then Midraise bitl wouldn't be hal. But here we know there is the Chatichas Yisr among the Chatichas that I eat. So we know that there is a Chatichas Yisr among the Chatichas that I carry in a box. So Memele, it's Midrabonon, it's considered like Nikar Yisr. So vis-a-vis Tumas Mase, there is no bitl. Vis-a-vis Achille B'Basachas, all the three Chatichas, so Midrabonon, there is no bitl. Because Midrabonon, in as much as the Chatichas Yisr is among the chatiches that I eat, so it's like nikar yisam rabon, not midraise. But the din of adarabe, according to the Rashba, the bitl of yovish b'yovish is the same kind of bitl as lavalach, just the opposite of what the Encyclopedia Talmud says in the Rashba. Now this so the Rashba says yesh leima de lamrinon hoche elo b'yisa choshev shenibotel kein sheyo shu choshev inibotel. So he says, that's no kashe. True, every taruves is kovua. So what? Kovua. So we don't rely on the people of Kaldi Polish by of Rov by kovua. But Isa nepech leheter. So there is nothing wrong in applying the din of Isa nepech leheter by kavua. So you as the kashe, how can there be bitul of yovish b'yovish chad b'trei? But it's kavua. Kavua is kimechzo al mechzo. So he says, but still it's bottle. So it's a raya from the trash, but what my father said, Zechin Uvroche said. In other words, that kemechza al mechza is an expression that we don't rely on the bureau of Rov in the case of Kavua. Not that there is no Rov. Rov there is, because if the Rash Beshita had been, as Rabbi Chonon assumed when he asked, so in other words, mechza al mechza means that it's not Rov, so how can there be bittle? But the Rashba says, yesh leimad le'amrin on hoche. Elo b'isa choshuv sheni botel, kin shir shu choshuv sheni botel. Avol b'chol isa botel, v'amrinu kavua, do botelu. So in other words, so not like Tesis. According to Tesis, the reason as to why. The reason as to why there is bitl is because it's not kavua. But had it been kavua, there wouldn't be bitl. Why? Because Tesis v'shite, is that in order that there should be a din of bitul by yovish b'yovish, so there must be first we must apply the biru of rov. So memele, if it had a din of kavua, so the biru of rov couldn't take effect, so memele there couldn't be a din of bitul. But the Rashba shita is no, that the bitul of rov of yovish b'yovish is mamish like the bitul of rov of la b'lach. It's a aloche that at the very outset the isar is nipach leheter. So memele and mechza al mechza doesn't mean it's no, there is no rov. Mechza al mechza only implies that the biru of rov doesn't apply. Just as by momen in ilchim momen acharov. So here by kavua, even by isav heter, the biru, the din of rov doesn't apply. But rov it is, since rov it is, so it is an epach leheter. So it is an epach leheter. But in certain things where it's echticha will ischabe, it's lechachovim or misakim, there is no bitl. So then let us ask, let it be muter on the basis of the biru of rov. So we say kavua. So we say kavua. This is what the Rashba says, and the Ram says the same thing. Here on Chum, the same Teretz. So in other words, so this din that Teisra says, and that Taz mentions, the Shach mentions, that in order to be kavua, so it has to be nikam kemei. That's not considered by all Rishenim. The Rashba and the Ram are chilek on the whole din. And according to the Rashba and the Ram, so even when it's not Nikabim Kenei, so it still is has a din of Kavua Midraise, as long as we know that there is Issa in that place, even though we are all mixed up and we don't know where it is, but if we know that in that Moke there is Issa, so it's Kavua. But Bittul there is, because Bittul is not based upon the Biro of Rov. Things which it is, it is based upon the Biro of Rov. So Mimele, how could there be Bittul? So he has to say it's not kavua. So the mele, that's the shita of the Ramban. When the Ramban says that hoyim elishluch etzei v'kadish liisho. So he says chazak hoyis shliach hoyis shlofusei. So the mele, if shliach is hoyis shlofusei. So if chazak shliach is hoyis shlofusei. So memele is also b'chlanoshin shebeilom. So Teisa says the kashe, so nobody should be allowed to be mikadish and isho. Maybe it's Lady X. So Rabin Tam gives the teretz, no be midrayse we rely on Rov. But relative to that person who made the shliach, so the chachomim counsel. But relative to everybody else, there is no knas, they didn't do anything wrong. So we rely on Rov, called the Porish. And it's not kavua because it's not Lady Mkeme. The Ramban says that in midrayse it's kavua. Why? Because the Ramban is really kantesis klal, that in order to be called kavua, midrayse, it must be nikam Mkeme. According to the Ramban will agree with the Rashba and the Ram, that it's kavua even if it's not nikam Mkeme. But then you ask, how is the bitl? Bitl, just there is bitl, by yovish b'yovish, just that there is bitl, by labelach. Alright, that will be enough for today. Now tomorrow, I want to start early, so first will be the shir in Shabbos, and then there will be shir in Taruves, because Friday will be the last shir in Taruves, and the p'china will be the Monday after Shavuos. Actually, the seed designed in the Shach is probably the smallest seed possible. So I said that it doesn't seem to be so poshet. I mean, according to this read, it has to follow, according to this reading of Basra, that the whole din of Yovid B'Yovish, what of the whole, is a din of Kol B'Torish, and since the Gemara says, that Barachayim Loi Bottle, so what does it mean Loi Bottle? The whole din Bittle is Kol B'Torish, so that means by Barachayim, we do not say, or by the Vachosh, we do not say, Chdichor in Yishavit, we do not say Kol B'Torish. So maybe even by Nimtzo, it should be also. So why does he say, so you can say that because the poskim are not cheshish for the sheet of the thesis lead. But the sheet of the thesis lead itself seems to be very difficult. Now, this is how it is assumed, that the sheet of the thesis lead is that there is no beetle as such in Yovish B'Yovish. Yovish B'Yovish, beetle is only an expression. Whenever the Gemara uses the expression bottle by Yovish B'Yovish, it really means Kol B'Torish. Not that the Yisa is Nepachreta. The Yisa is not Nepachreta by Yovish B'Yovish. So then the question arises, the Gemara in Zvochim, that the Gemara says that if a behemor Chato Shetomus was Nisari B'Elef, so you Musu Kuron. So the Gemara has the Kashe for the Batle, so the Gemara gives the Teres, well, Chaim Loi Batle. Then the Gemara has the Kashe, V'Nir B'Shevinai. So if we say that there is a din of bittul and there is a din of kol b'poris, so first the Gemara asks, let the din of bittul take effect. So the Gemara says, Molechayim loy bag, whether it's m'rais in the Rabbonon, all right. So most Rishonim say it's in the Rabbonon. The Gro says that it's in the rais in the Kol, it's in the Ope, it's in the Vol. But then, when the Gemara gives the Teretz, but the Chaim Yubatle, so the Gemara has the Kashi, the Nir B'Shem Yonai, the name is called Polis, the Holy Polis. True, we cannot apply the Din of Bittul of Isan Epach Leheta, but let this apply us to an individual item, as an individual Behemo, the Din of Kol Polis. So the Gemara says, no, we cannot apply us to an individual Behemo, the Din of Kol Polis either, because Xero Shem Yikach Mekavua. But according to the thesis 3, that there is no Din of Bittul as such of Isan Epach Leheta. That's only by Lav Lach. By Yomish B'Yobesh, there is only a din of the Biru of Kol D'Porish, not of Bittul. So whenever the Gemara uses the expression bottle, the Gemara means Kol D'Porish. So how can the Gemara ask the same Kashi all over again? The Gemara has the Kashi of Levat Leberube. What does it mean, Levat Leberube? Let us apply the din of Kol D'Porish. So the Gemara says, Balachayim Leibat. That means that we don't apply the Gabi Balachayim, the din of Kol D'Porish. So why again does the Gemara ask, V'nir B'Shelinai Dev Neima Kol D'Porish Merubi Porish? Yeah. So the Gemara said that we don't say Kol D'Porish. So why again? So obviously, so it's Mucha from this Gemara, that there is a din of Bittul. So it's Mucha that even the Thesis Reed has to agree that there is a din of Isa Nepech Le'etah, by Yovid B'Yovish. Now, it's mentioned by some that the Thesis Reed Chita is that there is no din of Bittul of Isa Nepech Le'etah, by Yovid B'Yovish. But obviously, there must be another pshat with this. Then it's impossible to say that. So then it's contrary to a number of Gemara besides this Gemara in Zohar. Now, let's see the Thesis Reed in Bor Basra. What does the Thesis Reed in Bor Basra say? This Bor Basra is on Daf Lamed Aleph. And there it's Agav Uche of the Indian of Shteki the Seedim HaMakrishim Zeh Zeh. The Machlekes between Rav Nun and Rav Chizki. So Agav Uche starts discussing Bittul Borom. So he says, V'zeh Deimen, now it's not necessary to go over the whole thesis thing, because that deals with another Indian over there. But then he says, V'zeh Deimen Lima Sheperashti B'Ferik Gidan Moshe. שאם נשאר בו חתיך אחה של חילת, בשתיים של שומן, היפתה ברוב, ומותה, so he himself is in Russian, חילה ברוב, ומותה לו ליודום ליקח את אחס מהם, ולאיך לו, ובוסרו באזלינו. So one person is allowed to take just one חתיכה and eat it. That's all. So, ודאימה למה שפרשתי פרגידה, משה, שנשאר בו חתיך אחה של חילת, בשתיים של שומן, היפתה לו ברוב, ומותה לו לראות אומלי כרס אחס מהם, ולאיך לו, דיבוסרו באזלים, ושלי שבלי אודום, נאמה מותה לאכיל שלושת. So either one person can eat one of the chticha out of the three. He doesn't mention two chtichas out of the three. So it's mashma that one person is not allowed in bozeh hazeh to eat two chtichas, but only one chticha. Because if he eats one chticha, so he can apply the bureau of koliporish. If he eats two chtichas, even to the bozeh hazeh, he cannot apply the bureau of koliporish, because then on the basis of the bureau of koliporish, he at one time or another ate one of the, he ate the chticha asur. So one person is allowed to eat only one chticha. Even bozeh hazeh, he's not allowed to eat more than one chticha. Then he says, or three people can eat all the three chtichas. Ushleisha ben Odom, name mutalech shloshta. Veinoshem tolu, neik elo b'shtei chtichas. Dileke rube deteir. Ve'af al pi sheshleisha ben Odom, mutorim lechel shloshton, im Odom echot, ochal shloshton, maybe chatos, sha'arei, בבירור אוכל חתיך השופט. So that made a number of people, including the Encyclopedia Talmudis, so to say that according to the Tesis Reed, so the Biyomish, there is no beetle of Isanapalem. Because he says that if one person ate all the three chatiches, even Bozeh HaZeh, then he's Mechuyim HaChatos. There is Mechiv HaChatos. So of course, he is the biggest machmir, because the Rajbo is machmir that one person shouldn't eat all the three chatiches vivasachas. But Bezeh HaZeh, the Rajbo is matir that one person should eat all the three chatiches. And even vasachas, the Rajbo asers, so the tases, and we deduce that from the Ramo also, that that's the Ramo's pshat in the Rajbo. That it's only the Rabbonon, but the Rai said the Rajbo is made that one person is allowed to eat all the chtichas and basachas. Teisves is more machmir. Teisves says that one person shouldn't eat all the three chatiches, even bozeh hazeh, is more machmir. But Teisves shita is that one person shouldn't eat all the three chatiches bozeh hazeh, but two chatiches bozeh hazeh is muta. Why is the difference? So it's only the Rabbonon. Teisves shita is, in view of the fact that Tesis in Bechiras Daf Chof Gimel says that Midraise, so all the three chatiches are not mitami b'masi Midraise, only Midrabonon. So when Tesis says that one person is not allowed to eat all the three chatiches, and Bozeh HaZeh is not allowed, so definitely it's only Midrabonon. But even Midrabonon, one is not allowed to come to Tesis to eat all the three chatiches Bozeh HaZeh, but two chatiches Bozeh HaZeh is allowed, and it's mashma from Teisves, that two chatiches even basachas is allowed. Three chatiches not even bozeh hazeh, but two chatiches even bebasachas. Why? Because midrabonon, if he eats all the three chatiches bozeh hazeh, so it's considered vis-a-vis, he is total achille bozeh hazeh, like Nikal Isa, because then we know we ate the chticha of Isa. We know. So midrabonon is considered like Nikal Isa. That's the pshat. But, so when is it considered to be Rabbon like Nikar Isa if he eats all the three chatiches? Bein bebasachas, bein bozeh hazeh. So we know that he ate the Isa. So maybe it's like Nikar Isa, Rabbon. But if he eats only two chatiches, bein bebasachas, then you cannot say that it's like Nikar Isa at all. He doesn't know. All right, on the basis of off chances. But it's not an absolute certainty. But when he eats all the three chatiches, then it's an absolute certainty. So it's considered like Nikar Isa. But the Tesis Reed is more machmir, and he says that one is midraise, one is not allowed to eat even two chatiches bozeh hazeh, but one is allowed to eat one chatiche. That's all. So in other words, so we have to say that the Tesis Reed also agrees with this principle that by Yobish B'Yobish there is a din of bitul of Yisanefach Le'eter, and that's muchach from the Gemara in Zvochim and from other Gemara. But the Tesis Reed Shita is that in order that the people of Isa Nepach Le'eta should be chal on the Chatiche, even if it's Kapishmai is Galye, that it's the Yisea, so we must first establish that Ligabe is Maise, there is a Biru of him. So we may say, if he eats only one Chatiche, so vis-a-vis his Achille, there is a Biru of him. Even if there hadn't been a din of bittul of Isa Nepach Le'eter, we could still allow him to eat one chatiche. Just as we allow Just as we allow a person who finds a baby in a niya shahuba nochrim to give that baby nivela, even when he grows up. Why? Because we rely on the Bureau of Kol Dipolis that this baby is a goy. It's a goyish baby. It's not a Jewish baby. But if Klapish Mai is Gali, it's a Jewish baby, then he's Osa. But we don't have the Becheshish. So Mimele, in two, the Tesis Chid is also made there. That even by Yovish B'Yovish, there is a Dima Fisarepach Leta. But according to all other Rishenim, there is, as long as, so either there is a Dima of people at the very outset, without establishing the Bureau of God. And according to some Rishenim, we must establish L'chol HaPoches, a Bureau of Rov vis-a-vis an individual item. Vis-a-vis an individual Maisei. Masha'inkin, according to this read, if he ate two Chatiches, then we cannot establish vis-a-vis his Maisei of eating two Chatiches, that on the basis of Rov, he didn't eat the Isa. On the contrary, on the basis of Rov, he did eat the Isa. So, Mimele, the Din of Bitl in Midrash is not how. The Din of Bitl, according to this, is written Midrash is contingent upon the Biro of Rov. So, Mimele, vis-a-vis one, who eats only one Chatiche. So, Mimele, vis-a-vis the, his Maise, we have the Bureau, we establish the Bureau of Rov. So Mele, even if Klapish Mai is Galia, that item happened to be Shalisea, it's also Nepach Leta. Masha'inke, if he eats two Chatiches, then we cannot establish vis-a-vis his Maise, his Achille of two Chatiches, even his Mosea Chazeh, we cannot establish the Bureau of Rov. So Mele, there is no Bitl Minrais. So that's why he says, אם אדם אחד אוכל שלוש תמי וחטוס, שהרי בבירו אוכל חתיכה של כל אחר. And if we cannot establish the Bureau of Rov, so ממילא there is no din of it. There is no din of it. But in the Hanami is made that where we do establish vis-a-vis his vice, the Bureau of Rov, so then even if Klapish Mai is Galia, that it's not a Shalhetea, it is never Shalhetea. So ממילא, what the Shach says, in Siv, Tezayin, Aval Boso, Hanimtso Bishuk, so it's Mutea. So, Afilu Chticha Oil is Chavit, Kach Poshet Biposki. Because in such a case, Chticha Oil is Chavit, there is no Rabon, no Misakin, there is no Din of Pito. But the Piru, yes, and it's not Kavua, it's Nimtso Bishuk. So maybe even according to this Esri, it's all right. But then we have to say that even the Tisrid is made there, that there is a Din of Bitl. But according to this Tisrid, in order that the Din of Bitl of Isa Nefer Leta should take it back, we first must establish the Bureau of Rov vis-a-vis the Maise that is us. Alright. Now, Siv, Yudzai, Hanimso. Davke kam bi chanusa echot, nimkeres, chanusa achas, nimkeres bi kliyatz. Aber reiche di yadua shi nishtreifa achas bi chanus, ולנדע באיזה חנוס, אף אגב דעה בקבועה, כמו שקוסו בסיף קוטן יודלת, I mean, that's the shite according to the Shach. So, that is the shite of the Ro and the Rashbo, that where there is the Rubes of Chnuyes, so it's considered קבועה, מכל מוקי, אף אגב דעה בקבועה, מכל מוקי, in other words, not like רב נשים שמקוין, מכל מוקי, מפירי שלוי בפונוב, Nira de la Roche Visiyate, the Astral Kamon, if it is Pirish. Shalom Bifono, so the Roche Visiyate, the Astral Kamon. Gabi Kabua, Tichticho Yoruil is Chavit, Pirish Mimele, because there is a machlok between the Rashbo and the Roche, as to whether Pirish Mimele, by Tichticho Yoruil is Chavit, by Kabua de Rabon, as to whether it's Mutter Osea, so the Rashbo Shite is, that Pirish Mimele is, we are not allowed even by Chol to manipulate the Pirish, but if it's Pirish Mimele, it's Mutter, and the Roche Shite is, that it's Osea. And it's to be distinguished from Pirish Memele of Kabua de Raise, where it's Nimso Mishuk. That would be Pirish Memele, Ava Gav, the whole Polish and Rube Polish. So, Mixer and Shemek from the Kabua, who Michalkin, the Redomit as Hanui is the Isaleida is a member, is a Menevelo, Uxero, who we can't let him make us Shemek from the Kabua, if it is Nimso Mishuk. In Kin Hoche, Kim de Isaleida, Nami can make us Shemek from the Kabua. In other words, so he says, now, the Rav Metam Shite is that by Chul, there is no Iser. that there is no reason to manipulate the pirish. And then, and by kochim, even it's also how to manipulate the pirish, but if it's pirish memela, so even by kochim it's muta. So then Rabbi Netama is the kashe, the atal the kashe. So why is it that we say, so Rabbi Netama mentions the raya. So Rabbi Netama mentions the raya. That Rabbi Netama mentions the raya. Why is it muter by whom? How does he know that by whom it's muter? Pirish memeila and even to manipulate a porish, because the Gemara says that by teishachanu is mechit sanavilo. V'yachas mecheres shchuto if nimtzo bishuk, that's pirish memeila, so it's muter. Why aren't we geizir shemenikach nekavua? Apparently, by whom we are not geizir shemenikach nekavua? That's Rabbi Tam's Rai. So then, the other Rishayim, who say that we are geizir shemayikach nakavua, even by pirish memele, that's the roshite. So that by kavua the rabbanon, let's say by malachayim, so even pirish memele, so we are geizir shemayikach nakavua. So how is it that by nimtzo bishuk, by tisha chanuyis, nimtzo bishuk, we say it's muta, we are not geizir shemayikach nakavua? So they give me very simple terets. Over there, since the kavua is nikabim kenei, why should the chachomim be geizir shemayikach nekavua? Why? If we allow him to eat it when it's pirish memele, maybe he'll take nakavua. Why should he be tempted to take nakavua? After all, it's nikabim kenei, he has 9 stores that sell kosher, so he has an opportunity to buy kosher. Why should he buy dafke from the nevele store? So there is no temptation existing. Mashenkin, where it's not nikabim kenei. Let's say Balchai was nisariv with other Balchayim. So over there, he might be overtaken by temptation because he doesn't know which is the heter and which is the isa. This is how the Rosh explains the difference between kavuyam the rabbon and kavuyam the raise. So mele the shach says that in this case, now from this shach it's a raye that the shach holds. I mentioned there is a machleki between the prish and the mechaber. Even both assume that tavu v'sofchnuyeh says it in of kavua, but according to the prish only the rabbon says it in of kavua. According to the Bach, mit der Reise ist nicht kavua. So from the shach it's a raye that he agrees with the Bach that mit der Reise tavu v'sofchnuyeh says it in of kavua, because the shach is saying, דאף כי קם בחנוס האחס ניכרת בפני עצמו. אבל איך זה מדוע שיש טריפה אחת בחנוס ולא נדע באיזה חנוס? אף אגב דאבי קבוע, and it means, even קבוע מן הרייסה, תראו בסוכנו יש. So why does the Rosh distinguish between קבוע דרבונון and קבוע דרייסה? Because by קבוע דרבונון he doesn't know what the Isar is. So he might be overtaken by temptation. So if we allow him to eat it when it's finished memele, he might be tempted to eat it and take it in a kavua direct. Mashein ki by kavua direct, say it's nikabim kenei. Why should he be overtaken by temptation to take it in a kavua? He has to be a mumar hachis to take it in a kavua. When he can take it, he knows exactly which store he can get ksheiro, so he can buy from the ksheiro. Why should he be overtaken by temptation? So over there, we are not geizir shemei yikach nakavua. So he says, mashein ki here, even though it's midrayin se, but the chanus that sells only vele is not identified, so memele it's not known, it's not determined. So here he might be overtaken by temptation. Now so he explained it on the basis because since he doesn't know, so even though it's kavua deraisa, he might be overtaken by temptation. But he could say if he had agreed with the sheet of the preacher, he should say here it's kavua mirabon. By kavua mirabon, we are geizir shemayikach nekavua. So apparently he agrees with the Bach that Arubis Achnuyes is Kavua Midraise. So in Meile we should apply the same deen that we apply to Kavua Midraise, that if Nimtza Bishuk, Pirish Meile, we are not Giza Shemikim Kavua. So he says, so why are we Giza here? So he says, over there we don't have to be Giza here, because why should he be overtaken by temptation? But here he doesn't know which the store that sells kosher, so he might be overtaken by temptation. Right. אבל גם לכל פורט מול פורט דרשי מיקר הקבויה הוא מחל כן והוא ידום לי תס חנויס והוא יישנה ידע איזה מהנבי לו כשירו הוא כחלק למיך שמיקר הקבוע אם כן כאן אם כן הוכה, קיבל די נועיס המידע, למה יקל למיך השם ייקח מן הקבוע? וכי משמע בבח, אבו מה שכוסף הראש, החזה דרך כלל, ולאשכחון דרוס השס, ושמוזיר השם ייקח מן הקבוע, כאילו שנים עד הסופיק, כל זמן שאין לי בחסד סתר, כל זה כוסף ליחה של יסרי מבית ועצמי בקבוע, אלא שנדע מכן כבי איזה יסרת קל לשם. So in other words, what does he mean this? Because the Shach says that the Pshat in the Rajbo, that the Pshat in the Tur could be as the Bach says. In other words, that the Tur assumed that the Pshat in the Teres Abayis, that the Rajbo in Teres Abayis was dealing with the Taruvis of Chnuyes. And where at first it wasn't known that there is one Chranus that sells the Leilai. And then later on a discovery was made that there is a store X in the slaughterhouse that sells Nevele. So the Rajba says that everything that was bought from the slaughterhouse before the discovery was made, there is a store X. So it's Mutar, even if Chachtur Heuel is Rabbi. And from now on, so we are allowed to buy only Chachtur Heuel is Rabbi. So the tour is massive. Why should we be allowed from now on to buy Chachtur Heuel is Rabbi? It should be Osea. So the Bes Yosef is Masik on the Tur. How can the Tur be Masik on the Rajbo? But here it's a regular Tarubis. So the Bach says, no, it's not a Tarubis of Tichet, it's a Tarubis of Chanuiz. And Tarubis of Chanuiz, so the Tur Shite is, the Tarubis of Chanuiz is kavua. It's not tarubes. It's not bottle of because tarubes of chnuyes could be identified by a reasonable person. So even though the people are not able to identify, but since an average reasonable person could identify, so the mele is considered nitamin keme. So the mele it's kavua. That's the shite of the tour. So now, and the Bach says, what is the shite of the Rajbo? What is the shite of the Rajbo? The Rajbo is not in chilek on the tour. But the Bach says the Rajbo does not have reference to Taruves. To Taruves of Chnuyes. The Rajbo has referenced Taruves of Tiches, and the Tur misunderstood the context of the Rajbo. Or the Rajbo. But the Rajbo is made. So the Shach agrees with the Bach that the Rajbo would be made in the case of Taruves of Chnuyes, it would be considered Kavua. So